are seconds away from Miguel and Holly radio blogs on Hot 101.5 on a commercial free Monday. That means no commercials all day long right here on Hot 101.5. And don't forget, we have the hot song of the day that we reveal right at 7, all right?
Yes.
And what this means is we'll say, hey, listen for this song. And then the rest of the day, all you got to do is listen. And when you hear the song, be caller 20, and then you win $500. Today, and especially today, when there's some schools that are out because it's President's Day,
yep,
maybe some people are off of work,
yeah,
which may increase your chances of winning because not as many people are competing today.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you that when we reveal the song at 7, it's going to play again between 7:15 and 7:30.
Wow. Okay. So like right away.
Yes. So before 7:30, someone is going to be $500 richer.
Okay.
So be listening at 7 as we reveal the song of the day. These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor. Because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them, dear blog, this weekend after the fun of blown off ball, I then had to deal with a difficult situation. My roommate, one of my roommates, Alex, who lived with me for about a year and some months at Chateau Oprah, he wasn't doing so well. You have some friends that move down to Florida from other places up north to try to start afresh, to do something new. And sometimes the party, the fun gets too much. They got to go home, reassess, build life back up, and then maybe come back.
Okay.
Well, he had gotten to that point. So he went home back up north. And so this weekend, after not seeing him for almost 2.5 months, he came back down to grab the rest of his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was actually really nervous about this meeting because I had not seen him since I drove him to the airport. Well, I had the great idea, and this is after coming off of the blown off ball hangover Saturday morning. I was like, let's just go have some lunch, a couple friends and I, and just sort of get my head right for this meeting.
What is that? What is that?
We went to lunch and had a couple of mimosas.
Uh-huh. Okay, there it is.
Not a lot. Because we were only there for like an hour. So I knew that since we're there for a short amount of time, there's only so much you can drink.
Yeah, but you probably pounded them down in that hour.
I did.
Yep.
I did. So I had
you
about...
You went out to lunch with friends to get your hair back. You were like, let me somehow respectably get wasted.
So I wasn't wasted.
Okay, that's good.
I felt warm. I felt warm. So by the time we Ubered back to my house,
yes,
to meet up with Alex to come and get his stuff, in my mind, I said, you know what? You're setting the tone for this situation.
It's your house.
Exactly. So when he showed up, I put on a jovial face because I was feeling very warm from the mimosas.
Warm.
And things were great. There was no drama because I feel like I controlled the energy. And so when you have a situation like that, there's no reason to be mad, to be angry. We're not living together.
Right. There's nothing left to even argue about or
exactly,
you know, have an issue over.
And so it was very great. So I say that if you have a difficult situation that you have to face, have a couple of mimosas
and then face it.
And then it's great.
Well, it's great. I was afraid we were going to get to this part.
Yeah. So I'm just saying. So everything turned out well. No drama. And I continue to feel warm after that meeting.
Fantastic. Dear blog, two things in my blog here. First part, on Friday, I told you that someone was going to do my makeup for Blown Off Ball, and I was excited about it because who doesn't want to be pampered a little bit?
Right.
But also, I was a little nervous because that was only, I think, like the second time in my life that anyone's ever done my makeup, and I get nervous when people are going to touch my face. My boyfriend was like, what if it doesn't look like you? So I just got nervous. I didn't need to be nervous. Carly did an amazing job, and I just wanted to give her props because she did my face for free. She came to the blown off ball. And after I had already talked about it on the radio, being nervous, she was so sweet. So I just want to give a big shout out to Carly for doing my makeup.
Which looked flawless. And you can see the pictures on the hot Facebook page and the hot Insta.
Mm-hmm.
She really did look amazing. She did a good job.
Yeah. And if you want to see her Insta, it's Makeup by Carly, CarleeB, the letter B. Makeup by Carly B. Second part of my blog is, so we went to Blown Off Ball Friday, which was a great time. I mean, I was a little afraid it was going to be kind of chilly, but it was perfect.
It was.
So thank you to everyone who came out to Blown Off Ball. We, of course, got intoxicated. I mean, it was at Franklin Manor.
Oh, yeah.
Ow, we're socializing. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So, well, of course, my boyfriend came with me, and then we went home. No, really, it was kind of uneventful once we got home because we left right around, I think, 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
Got home about 1. I was starving. He wouldn't let me make the Uber stop at Taco Bell.
I heard that conversation.
So... He went home. When we got home, he went right to bed. I don't even think we talked. He was so tired. I was tired. So I had like a plate of pasta because I was starving. Then I get to bed at about 1:30 or so. And then at 3 in the morning, I hear a thunk. And then he had gotten up to go to the bathroom. But he had somehow, like, we have a stupid step in our bathroom. Like, there doesn't need to be there, but it's there. And when you're in the middle of the night, it was 3 in the morning. He's sleeping and intoxicated. Somehow, something happened with the step. And he like stumbled over, and we don't know exactly what happened. We think it might have been the edge of the mirror. He fell into the mirror and like sliced his eyelid open.
Oh my gosh.
But I didn't know what was happening because I was also drunk, sort of. And like, you know, I had been sleeping for 2 hours.
Right.
So then all I heard was moaning, and I'm like, what is going on? He comes into the bedroom and lays down moaning. And then it's almost like, I almost thought it was like moaning slash crying. So I was like, wait, are you okay? And he goes, I don't know. And I turn the light on.
Oh.
All I see is blood over his eye. And I was like, oh, God. And then I got a little nauseous. I was like, we have to go to the hospital. And he's like, I can't go to the hospital right now. I was like, well, let me clean it up and let me just see what's going on. He's like, I feel something, something's hanging. And I was like, oh, God, he lost his eye.
His
eye is out. No. I thought his eye had come out or something.
Oh, my gosh.
So I clean off the blood. I get the iPhone flashlight, and I'm, like, looking up in there, and I was like, this doesn't look good. As it turns out, he really did split his eyelid, and so it didn't appear that his eye was damaged at all because he's like, I can see. The eye looks fine. Let's wait till tomorrow morning because I was like, we're not in any state to go to the emergency room, honestly. So I put an ice pack on it and we went to sleep. And then the next morning, he had to go get stitches in his eye.
Oh, is he okay?
He's okay.
Does he have to wear an eye patch?
No, and he's so mad. He's like, I just wanted an eye patch.
Of course he did.
The optometrist that came into the hospital to stitch him up was like, oh, no, you shouldn't need one. He's like, Are you sure? Because I have some presentations at work to do, and this might look a little scary. And he's like, I mean, if you want to, you can.
Wow.
But I would like to congratulate him for, you know, dealing with all that. And I just want to give myself a small pat on the back for assessing a damaged eye situation.
Wow. And after the blown-off ball.
After the blown-off
ball. That's pretty impressive. Well, I'm glad everybody's okay.
It was a crazy Friday night.
There you go. That's what happens after the blown-off ball. Jeez. All right. Yep. It is 6:52. Holly, what is hot in Hollywood?
We have got a thirst trap to talk about in the form of Shawn Mendes, and we'll do it at 7 a.m.
Also, right after that, we reveal the hot song of the day on a commercial-free Monday on Hot 101.5.